Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show. Sponsored by ESB. Working towards a brighter energy future. ESB.ie.
Now, Professor Brian O'Gallagher is Director of MARAI, the SFI Research Centre for Energy, Climate and the Marine, and he joins us now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we're going to talk first of all about a strange statistic, because global carbon dioxide emissions in December 2020 were higher than they were in 2019, and 2019 was before the pandemic. 2020 is in the middle of the pandemic. You'd expect the CO2 levels to have gone down, but not so.
Yeah, well, what we've seen is it kind of varies depending on where you look at around the world and which part of the year. So in the month of December 2020, as you say, carbon dioxide emissions globally were 2% higher than December 2019. Over the whole year, they were 6% lower. And that 6% drop is the biggest drop since the Second World War. So a very significant drop. But the rise in December compared to December of the previous year suggests that for all the talk of green recovery and green stimulus and build back better, it looks like business as usual is creeping back in as some countries are emerging from the pandemic. But as I say, when you look at different parts of the world, you see different things happening. So in China, for example, they were the only major economy to have a growth in greenhouse in CO2 emissions during 2020. But as you will remember, they kind of dealt with the pandemic abruptly and then were able to recover more quickly. Mm. In the US, we see that emissions during the year 2020 fell over the year by 10%. But again, on a monthly basis, after hitting their lowest levels in the springtime, they started to bounce back. So the problem is what we're starting to see now as some countries emerge from the in a kind of post-pandemic. I mean, obviously, we're not in that situation, but as some countries do, what we're seeing is that overall, we're seeing this growth in CO2 emissions, which is a worrying trend. And at the start
sure,
of the
it's,
year,
it's we as all, you were, instead yeah, of changing yeah. the way we do things. And we know China's still opening coal-powered fire stations, even though they want to be coal-free in about 30 years' time. And they also want to be leaders in solar and alternative energies, but, make me virtuous, but not quite yet. We move on to your second topic today, which is hedgerows. Brian, why are hedgerows so important and what are we doing to them?
Yeah, hedgerows are an interesting one in the Irish context. We kind of take them for granted, but they provide some very vital functions. So they store carbon. They as they grow, they absorb carbon dioxide, and then if they're left alone, they will store that. So that's useful in terms of climate action. And they're also havens for wildlife. So they make a significant contribution to biodiversity. So we have, if you look at the 110 species of birds that are recorded by the Countryside Bird Survey in Ireland, 55, so half of them use hedgerows. They also provide a dense base, a cover for small birds and mammals, so a protection, if you like, such as the hedgehog. And estimates from the EPA and Chagas suggest that we have in Ireland about 5 to 7% of our land area covered by hedgerows. This is unusual. This is very large relative to other countries. And this is due to the fact that we had this widespread use of hedgerows as field boundaries in the 18th and 19th centuries. So that's the legacy and what they contribute. But what we're seeing now is that they're under threat. So it's estimated that more than 3,000 kilometres have been cut back by local authorities since 2018 during what's called the prohibited season, so between March and August. And this seems counterintuitive because it is an offence under the Wildlife Act to cut hedge vegetation over this period. But it's done on the basis of this exception in the legislation for road safety issues. So we have this challenge of obviously having a great need for road safety, of course, but also then the trying to ensure that while we're protecting road safety, that we're not damaging hedgerows, damaging biodiversity, and potentially damaging our efforts at emissions reduction. So it needs a clear policy focus and strategy to take all these into account.
They've cut back some 3,000 kilometres cut back by local authorities since 2018. You'd think that they'd be bright enough in the local authorities to do whatever cutting they had to do in the off-season when it's permitted.
Well, this is what
you'd imagine that. You'd imagine that. No, they've been doing it for years. This is not learning some new skill. They do this every year. You'd think they would do it at the appropriate time and protect the species that live in these and depend on these hedgerows for survival.
Well, this is the other interesting thing, because they do encourage others to do that. So they issue notices to other owners and occupiers of land to cut their hedges and try and get landowners to cut their hedges outside of the prohibited season. So you've got an interesting sort of interplay there between the messaging they give to others, but at the same time, they're cutting a significant amount themselves during the prohibited season.
All right. Well, you know, you can see it all around. And the main thing, I suppose, is to make the complaint when you see it being done at an inappropriate time. Brian O'Gallagher, Director of MARAI, the SFI Research Centre for Energy, Climate and the Marine. Thank you very much for joining.